Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY24 conference call of Quantum Papers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisor. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations for Quantum Papers Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Pawan Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Roshan Garg, Chief Financial Officer. Now without further delay, I request Mr. Pawan Khaitan to start with his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. First of all, I wish you all a very happy and prosperous Diwali upcoming season. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to our earnings conference call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2024, and I thank you all for joining us today. I'm pleased to announce that in this quarter, we have achieved the highest finished production for the quarter, totaling 40,649 metric tons. This is mainly due to the successful upgradation of Paper Machine 2 that has led to an increase in its capacity from 30 to 50 tons per day. This enhanced capacity will cater to the growing demand for specialty paper products, many of which provide a sustainable replacement to single-use plastic. We have also enhanced the operational speed and productivity of our Paper Machines 3 and Paper Machine 4 that has helped us increasing our paper production. During the quarter, we have successfully developed new products, Cosmo Litho K2, crafted from 100% wood pulp, catering to the high-end segment of diaries and book publishing, and Cosmo Ivory in the 40 to 67 GSM range, positioned as a base paper for thermal coating. In alignment with our vision for Quantum for Earth, we have undertaken the responsible initiative of planting clonal saplings on an additional 820 acres of farmers' land up until September 2023. This reflects our commitment to sustainable practices, community development, and environmental stewardship. Now I will request Mr. Roshan Garg, our CFO, giving a brief about the quarterly and half-yearly financials.
Thank you, Pavanji, and good evening to all the participants. I would like to provide an overview of our financial performance for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2024. In the second quarter, the company generated operating revenues of INR 298 crores, which declined by 13% year on year. EBITDA reported at 81 crores, resulting in EBITDA margin of 27.03%. The quarterly net profit amounted to rupees 43 crores, reflecting a PAT margin of 14.3%. On a half-yearly basis, the company maintained operating revenue at 611 crores. EBITDA saw a significant increase, reaching rupees 190 crores, marking a 19% year-on-year growth. EBITDA margin also expanded to 31%. The net profit for the half-year stood at INR 108 crores with PAT margin of 17.64%. Thank you. With this, we can now open the floor to the questions and answer session.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dheeraj Singh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Just wanted to understand, what were the average price realizations across our product categories in Q2?
Our average realization for this quarter was in the range of 72,500.
Okay. Understood. And just another question, sir. And how were these prices this year versus the last quarter? This quarter versus the last quarter?
So last year in the corresponding quarter, the pricing was about 85 to 86,000 rupees per ton. That was obviously a very exceptional year of performance for the entire paper industry. And the entire industry has seen a reduction of pricing thereon. But we have been able to maintain a better pricing for ourselves because of our market positioning and market penetration. So we are standing quite healthily at about 72,500 in the last quarter average pricing, and now we are witnessing an increase and incremental price gain in the forthcoming quarter.
That's great, sir. Understood. And just last question, if I can squeeze in, are we seeing any pickup in orders due to new education policy?
Yes, we are already, as I said, mentioned, we are increasing our production output. And all that is getting consumed quite healthily in the market. We are seeing an increase in demand as well, and our order books are quite healthy at the moment.
Sure, sir. Got it. And just few more questions, sir. What is the capex outlay for this year, and how are we funding it?
This year, as I said, we have already completed the PM2 upgradation. The PM1 upgradation is in process. We will be completing that in the current quarter. In the month of December, the PM1 will also be upgraded, where the production capacity is likely to go up to from the current 25 tons per day to 60 tons per day. After that, we have already indicated that 285 crores is going to be spent on various upgradations of PM3 and PM4 as well as rest of our paper operations like pulp mill and chemical recovery. So that's something which is in the works, but that is over a period of 2 years, not only in the current year. In the current financial year, I think not more than about 20 crores which will be spent, which has already been bank funded in the past.
Got it, sir. That sounds great. And this last question is curious to know, what is the update on our pledge shares?
So we have already received a de-pledge of about 30% from the 51% that was pledged. That was a huge reduction in the pledging of shares. Now only 21% stands pledged to the banks, for which also the application is already underway. The application is already lying with the relevant authorities for consideration, and we are hoping to receive affirmation and approval in this very month.
Got it, sir. That was very informative. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my first question is that you said we are at a realization of 72,500 tons and that you expect this to increase in the coming quarter. So this provides an EBITDA margin of 27%. So can we expect this EBITDA margin to stay stable in not only the next quarter but the next year and the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, in the current year, in the coming quarters, 2 quarters, we are actually targeting an upward revision in our EBITDA margins we are hoping to touch close to 30% EBITDA. And going further down, 3-2 year margins, 3-2 year targets is a little difficult to opine on. But yes, considering our plans, considering the efficiency that we want to get, I think EBITDA margin of close to 30% is achievable, and that is what we are going to target.
Okay. The reason I was asking is that paper industry is facing some headwinds in the form of like competition from imports, and you know, the mainstay that used to be writing and printing segment, that is slowing down, and the paper industry is diversifying into other segments. You are moving into speciality. So given all of that, so 30% is a stable margin for the next 3 years, right?
Sure, true. So it comes by way of not only a variety of products that we deal in, which is speciality paper, which is going to grow in volumes, but also our market strength, market penetration, market expanse that we have been able to create over the last two decades. And the fact that we are a more predominant player in the north, so the impact of imports is not so much for us. We are catering to the north and east in a big way, and which helps us maintain our pricing and margin, better pricing and better margin over others.
Okay. But in a general way, are imports more competitive than what Indian players provide on the pricing front? Because in the last con call, I remember you said that there's a delta of somewhere around 8,000 to 10,000 rupees per ton between imports and what the Indian players provide. So is that delta still existing, or is it going down, or is it going up?
So I think that delta is squeezing a little bit. Imports that are coming in are not so much lower than what the current Indian market pricing is, because at that point of time, the pricing of the Indian product was pretty high. Now the pricing of the Indian product has also reduced. So the gap between imports and our Indian pricing has reduced quite substantially. And also the fact that the PIMS, which is the price import monitoring system, has been instituted by the government of India. So every importer needs to declare the quantity and pricing and the quality of products that they are importing. So that, in a way, acts as a deterrent, and the government is cognizant of what the kind of imports and the pricing that they are getting. And I'm sure a corrective action on its own happens, and we don't foresee a kind of competition from imports as we have seen in the past.
Okay. And I just wanted your knowledge on what do you see as the one or two most prominent threats facing the paper industry or your company in the future, in the long-term future?
I think long-term future, I see a very stable playing field for the paper industry, because the demand for paper is going to grow. They are on two accounts. One, the education level is going to increase. The outlay of the government on the education sector is increasing by the year, and a fair number of educational institutions are going to increase and come in, and that is going to help increase the demand for paper, writing and printing paper as well, and also specialty paper, which we deal in. And with this single-use plastic ban that has come in, that is going to throw up a new opportunity for paper production to come in and paper to rightfully come in and replace plastic usage. So there is a huge opportunity which is coming in for the paper industry to grow on and to grow healthily, demand coming in. So I don't see a threat from the marketing side, from the market side. Even the amount of raw material and inputs that are available, that's quite substantive for meeting this demand. So I think paper industry is quite on a good footing, and I don't see any major threats in the next 5-10 year horizon.
And given that there is such a huge opportunity, and that India is one of the largest, you know, most important markets for paper, and that the APP Sinar Mas from Indonesia is setting up a capacity, will set up a capacity in Andhra Pradesh in 2025. Do you see that given such a good opportunity in India, we will see more international players trying to enter the market, and how do you think that will affect the economic characteristics of the paper industry?
So So there are some entry, quite a bit of entry barriers for greenfield operations to come in. And the fact that the foreign players have seen a dent in their operations by way of international papers entering into the Indian market and then exiting in a quite a early reasonable point of time. So that has sort of sent in a quite a bit of a caution for foreign players to come in. It's not easy for foreign players to understand the way the Indian market functions. And the fact that I talked about the entry barriers to greenfield projects, it's fair and sort of quite substantive in its mention, as large tracts of land are required for such large capacities to be set up on a greenfield space, which is not really available, and water and raw material for new operations is not easy to accumulate. And most importantly, the environmental clearance is quite difficult to achieve. So they are more tenable, more easily available for brownfield expansions. But any large player coming in, like you mentioned, the foreign players, that's not going to happen very easily in India.
Understood.
So I don't see that disturbing the landscape of the Indian paper market. And even if that happens, even if one such large operation comes in, there is going to be enough demand pull, enough huge demand creation in the market for that capacity to get absorbed.
Understood, sir. I'll come back in the queue, and thank you for patiently answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Govind Lal Gilada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Haji, boliye.
Good evening, sir. Namaskar.
Hello.
There is one request, sir. Investor presentation, what you give, in that page number quarterly performance, you have given all revenue, EBITDA margin, all. So it will be helpful, sir, if you do production and sales data for first last quarter versus this quarter. So that will be more helpful. One, two line items if you add in these columns, production in tonnage and sales in tonnage. So,
okay, I'll take that comment from you. We will consider this and put it henceforth.
Because we don't come to know how should we track, I don't know, average realization, all that. So right now, can you give me, sir, how much sales we have done in tonnage in this second quarter?
Well, as I said, we had the highest production of 40,650 tons in this quarter. And total sales was correspondingly close to that.
One minute, sir. This first you give me production this quarter, 46015.
No, 40650.
46050, okay. And for two quarters, sir? Yeah.
40,650.
One minute, sir. 40,615. Okay. So this second quarter it is, and the corresponding second quarter and the first quarter, previous quarter, how much it was?
So previous quarter it was 36,300.
36,000. And last year?
Last year was 38,800.
Okay. And sales figures, can you give us the same for this three quarters?
Sales current quarter is 40,940.
Okay.
Previous quarter was 35,000.
Okay. And last year, second quarter?
Last year was 38,750.
One more data point, sir. That also you give in presentation. Helpful. What was the NSR, sir? This time you told 72,000 NSR.
I think, Mr. Govindal, that's too much in detail. It's more of a overall perspective. I mean, these are too much in detail figures. I'm sorry, I'll not be able to share with you so openly. But we will try and consider your request and share whatever figures we can.
Okay. That would be great, sir.
Figures, I cannot, I will not be able to reveal so much in detail. So we are, as I already told you, it's about 72,500 in the current quarter.
Yeah, but another two quarters also I wanted. 72,000 you told, but previous quarter was how much? I don't have idea. That's what I want. If you are comfortable, okay, sir. Otherwise, no issue. It is request.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
So, okay, 72,000 you told, and last year you told around 85,000. So only previous quarter you are not giving, no issue. So it's okay, sir. That is great, very helpful. And next quarter, if you in PPT put all these things, we need not waste your time in asking all these things. So it will be convenient for us. So overall, okay, sir. Let me okay. So how you see, sir, going forward now? Next quarter, EBITDA margin, you have told that it will be around 30%. Last quarter, it was second quarter, it was around 27%. So we are improving quarter on quarter EBITDA margin by another 3%. That is great. But how you are seeing, sir, paper prices, the 72,000 moving? That's what I want to ask.
Yeah, we've already seen an increase, an incremental pricing happening, and I see that sort of getting better with after, normally after the Diwali season is over, the printing industry comes back into action and the demand also grows, and that's when we see an improvement in the pricing for the paper industry to happen. So I'm seeing that is the reason why our EBITDA margins also likely going to go up, and with better efficiency in our operations, with our PM1 renovation happening and better output happening, we are going to see an improvement in our EBITDA data points going forward.
No, agreed, sir. That you again. Just I wanted to be a rough guess. What is prices?
Govindlal, sir, can you get back in the queue for the follow-up question?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Bharat Gupta and Indian Insight. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. It's Bharat Gupta from Indian Insight. Really fun.
Hello.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I'm Bharat Gupta from India Inside Value Fund. A couple of questions, sir, from my side. So when you spoken about the increase in the pricing front, so is it largely on account of increase in the RM cost, primarily led by timber?
No, there is no substantial change in the raw material cost. The increase in pricing is happening basically because of market conditions. The market conditions are getting better. There is better demand pull happening, better demand coming in from the consumer sector. So that is what is helping increase the pricing in the industry.
Right. So just wanted to check on our revenue mix. So primarily we are one of the market, you can see leaders across the Delhi NCR market or the northern regions across the specialty writing and printing paper. Just wanted to check what would be approximate revenue contribution which is coming from the specialty bit, and in terms of margins also, how are we placed across both the product categories?
So about 20% of our production happens in the specialty paper segment, on which we are able to command almost 5,000 to 6,000 rupees more than our normal writing and printing rates.
That is on a per ton basis, right? Hello.
Yes. That's per ton, 5,000 to 6,000 rupees per ton. Better realization we get on our specialty grades.
And sir, given out the way we are doing out the capex, so right now I think 20-25% is the revenue contribution from the specialty bit. Where do you see the thinking going forward in next 3 to 4 years? What will be the revenue contribution which will be coming in from the specialty bit?
We are hoping to touch about 30% on our specialty segment, and that is why we have undertaken the upgradations of our PM 1 and 2 primarily. These are the machines on which we are making our specialty grades. So that is going to help increase the proportion for specialty, which we are going to up it up to about 30% going forward.
Right. Also, sir, a couple of questions just to get a clarity with respect to specialty papers. So, can you give us more insights about what kind of a products we are working upon? I read in the annual report that we have products across the cups, and there are some other segments which we are dealing in. So, can you just throw some light and what would be the major contributor to revenues in the specialty bit across our product categories? And what kind of a market share we enjoy across this category. So this is one question which I have.
So in the specialty paper segment, there's a wide variety of products that we make. Largely earlier, we were making cup stock. We were making high-end design paper. We are making colored copier. We are making colored paper and ledger paper, and now we've started making base paper for straws as well as thermal coating. We are also making papers which go for high-end antiviral requirements. So there are a fair bit of, like, we are also making paper, lower GSM paper, which is a base paper for many differential applications. So there's a wide variety of such applications that we make, and if you're talking about market share, these are actually markets that we've also been able to create. Like, for instance, in the colored copier segment, there are hardly any other people which are making that, those kinds of paper. The antifungal paper, there are, I don't see any, very many players, such players in the market. So the total volume also from such applications is low. For instance, we are making something like 50 to 100 tons a month. So as such, if you see, there is, it doesn't define a big market space or nor a market share, but we are quite happy doing what we are doing, and we've been able to create a differential product. We've been able to create a market for it. We've been able to create a customer who regularly partakes in that product. So it's a win-win situation for both the customers and us.
So in our meaning, sir, it will be more value accretive as far as realizations and margins are concerned. And just wanted to check with respect to the...
About 6,000 rupees more than our writing and printing rates.
46,000 more in representing to the average realizations which you enjoy, right?
But since the volumes are low, so that's the set off that we take, that how much to make and how much more realization to get.
Right. So the average blended realization in the specialty you mentioned was roughly what? Sorry, I missed the figure which you quoted.
Yeah, it's about 4,000 to 6,000 rupees per ton more than the writing and printing segment.
Right, sir. And the competitive intensity is not that much great in comparison to the other printing and paper segment is concerned.
Yes.
Right. That's it, sir. Just wanted to check last update on the industry overall. So, like you were referring that import does not have a play to us because we are located across the northern regions.
Right.
But sir, since apart, like if I look, and if the imports are starting to increase, so overall, in terms of the aggregate industry is concerned, which is located across on the pan-India basis, so the supply, if it starts to get on an increasing trend, so maybe it can have an impact on the realization trend. It may not concern us because we are located in the Nadar, but overall on a pan-India basis, except the Nadar region, it can have an impact, I think.
Well, it will have an overall impact may be there, but that impact will be softened because there is a fair amount of freight charge for that product to come in up till the northern sectors of Delhi, which is a big market. So almost a 4,000 to 5,000 rupee per ton freight charge, additional freight charge is there, which will balance out the competitive pricing that if it is there, so that will help us maintain our price in the market.
Right. And sir, when the demand levers are so strong, so we haven't seen any aggression apart from us who are doing out a good amount of capex across the specialty bit. But apart from the industry itself is not being doing or aggressive on the capex trend, I think. in terms of the capex outlay plans which the industry has for next 2 years, I think none of the peers have been aggressive in putting out the capacities. So any particular thought which you have in mind in regard to it?
As I mentioned earlier, there is no big ticket greenfield expansion happening because of the various factors of entry barriers and the fact that it's not easy to accumulate such a asset. But yes, I think brownfield expansions are happening. A bit, fair bit of expansion is happening within the industry. I know of certain players who have put up machines, and especially in the specialty segment, which is the flexible packaging segment. There is, as I said, there is a new opportunity that is getting created because of the single-use plastic ban. And people are exploring entering this segment per se with barrier-coated papers coming in. And so I think not, yes, as you said, no big-ticket items happening, but yet the investment is not negligible. There is a fair bit of play in this, and people are investing quite judiciously in this segment.
Right. That's it from my side. Wish you and your team a very happy Diwali. Thank you so much.
The same to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So my question was like, who are our main competitors in the Delhi NCR market?
Competitors
like across our segments.
Far and wide, they are the likes of JK, West Coast, APPM, there's Nani Papers, there's Trident, there's, I think there's a fair bit of play there.
And these would be across the writing and printing and the specialty segment?
Specialty segment, I don't see any kind of competition because, as I mentioned earlier in my update, it's both product and customer that we've been able to create of our own. We don't see anybody else manufacturing these grades of paper and going on reaching out to the customers that we are catering to. So I really don't see any kind of competition there.
And just a general question, like the paper industry is very fragmented, having anywhere from 600 to 800 paper mills. Do you see consolidation happening in the industry from an insider's point of view?
I don't think consolidation happening because, as you rightly said, the 600 to 800 mills, most of them are very, very uneconomical in size. So no large consolidation normally will happen at the top, with the larger players gobbling up the smaller ones. But since there are no economical size available, it's of very little interest to the larger players.
So
that's why most of the advancement is happening by way of increasing your own production, increasing and improving your efficiency, and enhancing your own output by way of brownfield expansions.
So I guess it will be fair to assume then that slowly many of these uneconomical mills will start closing down?
Yes, and we've seen that happening in China. We have only about 800 mills. China has had in excess of 11,000 mills, which are down to about 2,000 or 3,000 now.
All right. And just one last question, sir. You said that margins in the specialty paper segment are 5,000 to 6,000 times more than writing and printing. Do you expect them to sustain, or do you expect them to be a victim of more competition going forward?
I think we should be able to sustain them because we are playing a judicious mix of volume versus price. If we start increasing the volume of our specialty to a level where it becomes unsustainable, then we will have to start reducing pricing. So that's why I'm keeping my proportion of specialty papers to a level which is manageable. Currently it's about 22% and maximum what I'm budgeting for or planning for is no more than 30% of my production coming in from specialty segment.
And how long might it take you to reach that 30%?
About 1 to 2 years' time.
And so any plans after that to foray into other segments, packaging board or something?
The moment we are looking at releasing about 20-odd% productivity from our PM3 and 4 as well, which are bigger machines producing good quality writing and printing paper. So we are looking at a good opportunity by way of increased volumes in the paper segment. So from the current level of 1.5 lakh tons, which we are doing annually, we are planned to reach about 2 lakh tons in the next 1.5 to 2 years.
Okay. So your focus will remain on writing and printing and speciality for the next, say, 3 years.
That's what our strength is, Kunal, and that's what we want to stay with.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And happy Diwali.
You, same to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pawan Kaitan from Quantum Papers Limited for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating on this earnings con call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you and wish you all a very happy Diwali again.
Thank you. On behalf of Quantum Papers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.